All right. Well, welcome to our Tongren Chakra Balancing, group healing and meditation. Like I said, we're having kind of a weather event here in Amherst, Mass. And if we lose the connection, well, we'll just have to arrange some kind of makeup call, but hopefully it will go smoothly. So I'd like to start, as we usually do, with a guided meditation through the chakras as a way to help balance our chakras. And you can take a moment, get yourself in a comfortable position. And thanks for joining me tonight, and here we go. So we can start at the top of the head, the crown chakra. And the first affirmation that comes to mind is, I let go, I let go, I let go, and I trust the process of life. And I'd like you to take a moment now. And whatever attachments you may be holding on to, anything that you may be holding on to too tight, take a moment now and just let it go. There are so many opportunities to practice letting go in a day. It's kind of amazing when you start to realize how much attachment can creep into your life. And the problem with attachment is that it blocks us. When we grip too tightly, even if what we're attached to is someone's health or well-being, when we grip too tightly, we block the energy, and we actually block the very thing we're working to manifest. And so it can be a powerful manifestation technique to just let go. Also, when you let go, you naturally step into your wisdom and clarity, because that kind of tight grip blocks our ability to access our wisdom and clarity. So let's just all take a moment now and just let go. Just let it go, whatever it is. If it's the health of your children or the desire for a certain job or a certain relationship, whatever it is, just let it go. I let go, I let go, I let go, and I give spirit the control. When I let go and I give spirit the control, the miraculous can happen. I let go, I let go, I let go, and I give spirit the control. When I let go and I give spirit the control, the miraculous can happen. When I step out of the way, then spirit's power can work through me. I let go, I let go, I let go, and I trust the process of life. I let go, I let go, I let go, and I give spirit the control. I let go, I let go, I let go. When I let go and give spirit the control, I open to the miraculous. And so I open to the miraculous now. I open to miracles. I open to the light. I open to love. I open to abundance. I let go of my tight grip on everything, and I open to the divine will for my life. I release my blockages, and I open to divine will. I let go, I let go, I let go. I let go of my attachments and I open to the light. I let go of my attachments and I open to the miraculous. I let go of my attachments and I open to a force of life greater than myself. I don't need to control everything. Spirit is working with me to manifest what I need. I trust that spirit is working with me to manifest what I need. And so I let go, I let go, I let go. I let go and I step out of the way and I let the power of spirit work through me. I am a channel for the divine. I let go, I let go, I let go. I let go of my attachments and I step into my wisdom. I let go of my attachments and I step into my wisdom. So we've moved to the third eye now, the center for wisdom. And when we let go of our attachments, we can more easily access our wisdom and clarity. In fact, when we let go of our attachments, we can access our wisdom and clarity. It's a natural byproduct. We naturally step into our wisdom when we let go of our attachments. I let go, I let go, I let go, and I step into my wisdom. I let go, I let go, I let go, and I step into my power. I let go, I let go, I let go, and I step into my confidence. I am confident in myself, and I am confident that Spirit is working with me to manifest what I need. I saw a quote from Oprah Winfrey this week, and she said, the reason she is so confident is because she knows that she is connected to a force of life greater than herself, and that that force lives within her and is all around her. And that is what the confidence of the throat chakra is about. It's about being connected to the spirit that lies within you and being connected to this force of life greater than yourself and having this confidence in this force of life. And I thought she was a really good model for that level of confidence, confidence in her own inner spirit and confidence in the spiritual forces of life that are all around her. And so let go of your attachments now, let go of your fear, and step into your confidence. There is a force of life working with you to manifest what you need. There is a force of life working with your loved ones to manifest what they need. Step into the confidence of your spirit now, and step into your confidence that there is a force of life greater than yourself working with you to manifest what you need. I am confident. I am confident in myself, and I am confident that there is a force of life working with me to manifest what I need. Feel the power of your spirit now. Remember who you are. Feel the power of your spirit and be aware that there is a powerful team working with you to manifest what you need, that powerful beings of light are all around you, and that you are never alone. And so connect now with the power of your own spirit, and at the same time, be aware that you are part of a powerful team, that powerful guides are all around you, and they are working with you to manifest what you need. Be aware that the people in your life also have powerful guides working with them. I am powerful, and I am part of a powerful team. I never work alone. Moving to the heart chakra, I let go, I let go, I let go, and I offer my love to the world. I let go, I let go, I let go, and I step into my radiance. I am a radiant being of light and love. I am a radiant being of light and love, and I hold back my light and my love no longer. I let go and I step into my love. I let go and I step into my radiance. I am a radiant being of light and love. I am a radiant being of light and love. I let go, I let go, I let go. I let go of the tight grip around my heart. I let go of my protection. I let go and I fling the doors of my heart wide open. I am a radiant being of light and love. And the heart is meant to radiate like the sun. The third eye, the center for wisdom and clarity, is our natural protection. The third eye may guide you to love from afar. The third eye may guide you to take a step back. Your third eye may guide you to move in closer. The third eye will guide you in appropriate relationship, but the heart is free to radiate and shine. So I let go and I step into my radiance. I let go and I step into my full compassion. I let go, I let go, I let go. Moving to the solar plexus, I let go, I let go, I let go. I surrender, I surrender, I surrender. I allow, I allow, I allow. I resist nothing, I resist nothing. And this is my experiment, to live a surrendered life. I let go, I let go, I let go. I surrender, I surrender, I surrender. I allow, I allow, I allow. I allow other people what they the space they need for growth and learning. I allow myself the space that I need for growth and learning. I let go, I let go, I let go. I surrender, I surrender, I surrender. I allow, I allow, I allow. I accept, I accept, I accept. I resist nothing, I resist nothing. Again, when we surrender, when we allow, we naturally move to our third eye, which is the center of wisdom and clarity, and there will be a natural knowing about how to proceed. So this is not the same as complacency or passivity. It's letting go of our attachment, letting go of our tight grip, so that we can step into our power, into our strength, and into our clarity. I let go, I let go, I let go. I let go of all my attachments and I step into my wholeness. I let go of my attachments and I step into my wholeness. And there is a place within each one of us that is whole and complete. There is a place within each one of us that is untouched by anything that has transpired in this lifetime or other lifetimes. There is a place of great wholeness that lies within. And when we connect with the wholeness of our being, we naturally let go. When we step into the wholeness of our being, we naturally surrender. When we step into the wholeness of our being, we know that we have what we need. I let go, I let go, I let go. And I sit in my wholeness now. I let go, I let go, I let go. And I remember that I am whole and complete within myself. And I sit in the great wholeness of my being now. I let go, I let go, I let go. And I step into my humility. I let go, I let go, I let go. And I step into my humility. I let go, I let go, I let go. I let go of any of my attachments. Anything I'm holding on to too tight, anything I want too much, I let go because it makes sense to let go. I let go because I know that it makes practical sense that actually I have a better chance of manifesting what I need when I let go of my tight grip. And so I let go, I let go, I let go, and I step into my greatness. I let go and I step into my power. I let go and I step into my strength. I let go and I give spirit the control. I let go, I let go, I let go. I know that when I let go and give spirit the control, that the miraculous can occur. And so once again, I open to the miraculous now. Miracles happen every day. I experience miracles every day. I acknowledge and appreciate all the miracles of my life. I let go, I let go, I let go. I surrender, I surrender, I surrender. I trust, I trust, I trust. I allow, I allow, I allow. You can take a deep breath now and just sit in this energy that's been generated. Feel the relaxation that comes from letting go of all your attachments. See yourself as an open channel for the divine. Remembering that letting go is not the same as passivity. That in fact, when you let go of your tight grip, you can more easily read the energy of the situations you find yourself in, and you can respond more appropriately. You can respond more powerfully. And so surrender the tight grip. Surrender your control. Open to spirit now. And open to the miraculous. And let's take a moment and just sit in this new energy and this new alignment. You may want to affirm simply, I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I'm reading a book right now called The Surrender Experiment, and it's about a man who did a 40-year experiment with this practice of surrender and letting go, and he told about all the wild stories that happened as he let go and surrendered on deeper and deeper levels. So this can be something that you work with in your day-to-day life, really letting go of your attachments. Really opening to something bigger, to a force of life greater than yourself, relinquishing your own tight grip, and allowing the power of spirit to move through you. I let go, I let go, I let go. continuing to sit in the energy, feeling the light of spirit all around you, opening to the light more and more, allowing the light of spirit to shine down upon you. You may want to imagine now that you're being showered in a golden light. That gold light is shining down upon you, and that all the cells of your body are being filled with gold light. Gold light is the color of the enlightened individual. It's filled with wisdom, clarity, compassion, love, strength, power. Allow this light to fill every cell of your body. Every cell of your body being filled with light now. I am spirit. I am eternal. I am infinite. And I am vast. I am spirit. I am eternal. I am infinite. And I am vast. Connect now with that part of you that is infinite. Connect now with that part of you that is vast. Connect now with that part of you that is expanded. Feel the expanded nature of your spirit now. I am spirit. I am infinite. I am expanded. I am radiant. And I am vast. Okay, and you can slowly bring your attention back. I hadn't planned to do a meditation on letting go, but that's just what came through. And I imagine that I know it's something I can work on, and I imagine it's something that resonates. I know it's something that resonates with just about everyone, is working on letting go of attachments and really allowing spirit to have the control. I think we'll move into the second half of our session now. I've got my Tongren doll here, and I'll be gently tapping on each of the seven chakras. And as I tap on each of the seven chakras, we'll be flooding each chakra with healing energy. And this is going to help to release blockages in your chakra system, mine also. And really flood the each chakra with healing energy so that more and more we can all step into our best self and our full potential. So let's start by tapping on the crown chakra. And the affirmation that comes to mind is, I am filled with greatness. I am filled with greatness. And we are all filled with greatness. We are filled with spirit. The power of spirit lies within us. Take a moment to remember who you are, to remember that there is greatness that lies within you. I am filled with greatness. I am filled with greatness. I am filled with greatness. Moving to the third eye, I am filled with great wisdom. There is a place of great wisdom that lies within me. I am filled with great wisdom, and I bring forward that wisdom more and more. I am a wise old soul, and I sit in the wisdom of my spirit now. And your spirit is wise. There is a place of great wisdom that lies within you. And when you let go of your attachments, when you let go of your blockages, you naturally access the wisdom that lies within. I am filled with great wisdom. I am a being of great wisdom. I am wise. Throat chakra. I am a being of great power, and I am a being of great confidence. And your spirit is powerful, and your spirit is confident. There is a place within you that is already powerful and already confident. And when you let go of your attachments, you naturally begin to feel the power and the confidence of your spirit. I am confident in myself, and I am confident that spirit is working with me to manifest what I need. I am confident that I am connected to a force of life greater than myself. I am confident. Heart chakra. I am filled with great courage. I am filled with great courage. And being on a human and being on the planet requires courage from all of us. Courage to say what we need to say. Courage to do what we need to do. I am filled with great courage. I am filled with great courage. And as we affirm that we are filled with courage, we begin to activate the courage that lies within us. They say your body believes every word you tell it. So as you immerse yourself in these affirmations, your body begins to believe it and begins to bring forward more of your natural courage. I am filled with courage. solar plexus. I am filled with great acceptance. I am filled with great acceptance. And if there is something you're struggling with right now, the first step is to accept it. It is what it is. And so take a moment to just accept what is. Let go of your resistance to what is. You may want to imagine that what is has something really valuable to teach you. And so surrender now and step into the great acceptance that resides within your spirit. I accept. I accept, I accept, I allow, I allow, I allow. And after you have filled yourself with deep acceptance, you may want to ask, given what is, what am I to do? And you can make a decision of what to do from a place of turmoil. Or you can make a decision of what to do from a place of great acceptance. And if you make a decision about what to do from a place of great acceptance, you have a much greater chance of it working out positively. And so the first step is to accept. And the second step is to ask, given what is, what am I to do? And if there's something you're struggling with right now, we'll just pause and you may want to just ask yourself, all right, I accept this situation. I let go of my resistance. Now, given what is, what am I to do? Quiet your mind and just sit in the stillness now and let your spirit speak to you. Now moving to the identity chakra, located 2 to 3 inches beneath the navel. I am filled with great creativity. I am filled with great creativity. And there is a place of tremendous creativity which lies within each one of us. This creativity, for some, is linked to music, for others to art, to others to writing. For others, it might be how you cook or how you dress. Creativity doesn't always have to be a grand gesture. It can be as simple as what color you paint your walls. We all have creativity that lies within us. I am filled with great creativity. I am creative and I am expressive. I bring forward the creativity of my spirit now. I am a fountain of creativity. I am creative. I am creative. Base chakra. I am a being of great discipline. I attend to my mind, my body, and my spirit every day. I attend to my mind by reading every day, writing every day, working on creative projects. I attend to my body through exercise, eating well, getting enough sleep at night. I attend to my emotional health through spending time with friends and people who truly nurture me. I attend to my emotional health by spending time alone and being in nature. And I attend to my spiritual health through daily meditation, through chakra balancing, through taking time to center myself. And sometimes it's as simple as just shutting the door of your office and, you know, taking a minute to meditate. I've been reading this book called The Morning Miracle, and evidently there are six things that highly productive and quote-unquote successful people do every day. They exercise. They say affirmations. They hold a vision. They meditate. They write or they journal. And what is the last one? That's going to drive me crazy. Yes, silence, affirmation, visualization, exercise, reading. But those are, and he recommends taking an hour in the morning and basically doing all six of those things. And he says you can even start with just 1 minute of exercise. And it's kind of a powerful thing. I started, come what may, doing 1 minute of exercise. And I've been exercising about 45 minutes every morning, which is much longer than I used to. And he talks about how important it is to get your blood oxygenated first thing in the morning so that you have the benefits all day. And you can, of course, exercise again later in the day if you like. But that you start with something, even if it's 1 minute. 1 minute of exercise, 1 minute of meditation, 1 minute of saying affirmations, 1 minute of holding a vision, 1 minute of writing. I know it sounds insane, but the interesting thing is when you start getting into this habit of setting aside an hour, you start craving these things and it starts to expand. So anyway, I want to encourage you to do 1 minute of exercise a day. And it may, if you're like me, it may start expanding into 10 minutes and 20 minutes and 40 minutes. All right, moving to the kidney one for peace. And let's take a moment again and sit in this new alignment, this new balance. And you can imagine once again that you're being showered in light. And you may want to affirm, I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. And open to this celestial light now. It can be very helpful to pause in your day and just open to the light whenever you need a boost, whenever you're wanting to be immersed in the light. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I sit in light. I sit in the light. I walk in light. I walk in light. I am a channel for the light. I am the light. I am the light. I am the light. I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. And allow the celestial light that's shining down upon you now to awaken the greatness that lies within you. There is a place of great light that lies within you. There is a place of great strength that lies within you. There is a place of great creativity that lies within you. There is a place of great wisdom that lies within you. Allow the light that is shining down upon you now to awaken the greatness that lies within you. I am filled with greatness. I am filled with greatness. I am filled with greatness. And when you know the greatness of your own spirit, you will not need to compete with others. When you know the greatness of your own spirit, you will not need to have power over others, for you will be in touch with the power that lies within you. You will know your own power and will have nothing to prove. And when you are aware of the greatness that lies within you, you will begin to manifest more of your greatness. And so take a moment now to connect with the great light of your spirit. Take a moment to connect with the great wisdom that lies within you. Take a moment to connect with the great power that lies within you. Affirm frequently throughout your day, I am filled with greatness. I am filled with greatness. Remember who you are and remember why you've come. Remember who you are and remember why you've come. You've come to bring light to the planet. You've come to bring light to the darkness. You've come to be a helper. You've come to bring greater awareness to the planet. Step into your greatness now. Step into the great light of your spirit. I am light. I am light. I am light. I am the light of the world. I am a being of great light. I am a being of great love. I am a being of great compassion. I am a being of great wisdom. I step into my greatness now. I step into my greatness now. I remember who I am. I remember who I am. I am a being of great light. I am a being of great light. I am a being of great light. Let's take a moment to just sit in this energy now, sitting in the great light of your spirit, sitting in the greatness that lies within you. I am filled with greatness. I am filled with greatness. I am filled with greatness. I am filled with greatness, and I am destined for greatness. I am destined for great contribution. I am filled with greatness. And we are all filled with greatness. We are all spirit and filled with great light and great wisdom. And we are human and we're learning and we're growing and we're filled with great humility as well. So we are human and we are learning and we are growing. We are flawed. We make mistakes. And at the same time, there is a place of greatness that lies within us. And as we focus on the greatness that lies within, we will bring forward more of that greatness. As we remember who we really are, we bring forward more of our true nature. And so remember who you are now. Remember that you are a being of great light, and that you've come to bring light to the world. And allow the greatness of your spirit to come forward more and more. continuing to sit in the energy that's been generated, sitting in the greatness of your own being, remembering that there are powerful beings of light all around you, and that you're never alone, that you are part of a powerful team. Powerful beings of light are all around you. You are never alone. When you walk down the street, you can be aware that it's you and your guides walking down the street. When you go to work, you can remember that it's you and your guides going to the office. When you're in your home, when you're with friends, you can remember it's you and your guides. And in that way, you'll be connected to the great light of your own being and to the powerful beings of light that are all around you. And part of your greatness is your ability to connect to this force of life greater than yourself. Part of your greatness is your ability to connect with spirit, both within yourself and all around you. I am a being of great light, and I am surrounded by great light. I am a being of great light, and I am surrounded by great light. I am a being of great light, and I am surrounded by great light. I sit in the greatness of my being now, and I remember who I really am. And as I remember who I really am, I bring forward more of the greatness that lies within me. You can take a deep breath and slowly bring your attention back to the room around you. Or if you like, you may sit in this energy and meditate more on your own. If you're going to meditate on your own, you can use an affirmation that we've used tonight, or you can simply move into a stillness and let yourself sit in the energy that's been generated and allow that energy to bring you whatever healing it is that you need tonight. I think we've covered some powerful ground this evening, and this recording will be available probably by about midweek. I suggest that you listen to it again and allow yourself to be immersed in the greatness of your own spirit and in the greatness of spirit all around you. Have a wonderful week, and I'll look forward to meeting with you again next month. So I see someone just popped on the call, and we're just concluding now. You probably lost your connection. And I was just saying to have a wonderful week, and that the recording will be available sometime this week, and then I hope you have a great month ahead. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll look forward to seeing you or talking with you via computer next month. Thank you.